Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now let's go out to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He is the writer and site editor at Fear the Sword, and he joins us relatively frequently. He's Jackson Flickinger, and he joins us now. Jackson, how's it going, man?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, good to be talking to you again. I wish that I could say it was with better Cavs success that we were getting to talk, and this could be complete happy kumbaya. It's not entirely away from that, but it could be more so. But I do have to throw out the way they played a decent game on Sunday, but overall over the past 10 plus games, it's obviously been a little up and down, a little bit of a struggle for the Cavs. I'll throw the general question out to you of at what point do you become concerned for this team?
I would become concerned if they kind of played like they did in that West Coast trip now that they're back home. So I really have Wednesday's game against the Knicks circled on my calendar, because it's like that's the game where, all right, they have two days off in a row, which they haven't had in forever. They've had multiple games at home, which they haven't had since the end of February. So this should be a well-rested version of the Cavs. And I think that when you get a well-rested version of the Cavs, historically, you see a very good version of the Cavs. Like the last time they had 2 days off in a row, I think was that game, that road game against the Grizzlies, where they ran the Grizzlies off their own home floor. That's the kind of performance you would like to see. And if you don't see that, if you see them, you know, struggle, and I don't think they struggled last game, but if you did see them struggle in the way that you didn't see them last game, I think that would be a start of a concern, but I'm still not overly panicked about this team right now.
So we've heard a lot of things about just sort of this sort of March stretch that was going to be coming up, and obviously they were going to be playing a lot of games. You mentioned it there. Is this almost the expectation of what you had, or has it gone even further south than maybe what the general expectation was with this team playing as often as they did?
I would say it definitely went more south than what I anticipated. Four games in a row is a lot for a team that, you know, was on pace to win 70 games at various points in the season. But also, at the same time, if you're on a 70-win pace, it means you're doing a lot of things good. If you've already won 60 games with 7 games left, it means that you're at a level that, you know, is very rare. So that's where I think some of it is our expectations have grown exponentially for this team because of how they've played. But also, these are sort of normal things even for contending teams to do. So it's a little bit of both, and, you know, I don't like to come on here and sound like I'm making excuses for the Cavs, because that's, like, not what I want to do, but I think there's, at the same time, there's also, like, this is also just part of NBA basketball and playing 82 games, and you're going to have these stretches that are really tough, and when you don't have a lot to play for, and the Cavs don't have a lot to play for, I mean, their magic number for clinching the number one seed is 4. And even though Boston's playing very good, it's super unlikely that the Cavs were to fall out of that number one spot. So I think it's just hard to keep that motivation when you're tired. It's hard to have that attention to detail. And that's you'd like to see return, and you've started to see that return the last couple of games, but we really should see that attention to detail, that crispness, that sharpness that we've seen through the first 4-5 months of the season return over this last stretch.
Now, going up against the Clippers is a sort of story floating around about Kenny Atkinson apparently throwing a water bottle in the vicinity of a TV in the pregame speech, trying to get him fired up. Is there anything more to that story? Validity, extra details that maybe the average fan wouldn't know beyond what I just said that you can give?
That's all that I know to that. I do know that Kenny is not afraid to throw things, especially things that are inanimate, like really odd things. There was a story early in the season, might have been, I think it was like the Warriors game, like one of their first games in their first winning streak. Caris LeVert said something about how he like threw a flip flop at like halftime or something like that. So I think this is just Kenny's just a crazy guy, and I think things like this are more common than we probably even know with Kenny. He's just an intense guy. I definitely believe he threw a water bottle. And I think there's a lot of thrown water bottles, flip-flops, clipboards, markers that we just may not know about.
Yeah, it probably wouldn't surprise me either. Would you chalk this up as something that the Cavs, from a mentality standpoint, could need from Kenny Atkinson? I mean, it sounds like it could very well be a regular thing, but is it sort of a spark that this team needs, is almost a wake-up call to get things going? Because it almost sounds like Kenny's very upset with the way that they're losing, but the players are more in the almost calm mindset behind things.
Yeah, it's tough when you try to like psychoanalyze what the players' mindsets are. I think that Kenny has shown that he's a really good finger on the pulse of this team. So I would say that like if he felt that something like that was needed, I definitely, I believe that it was needed as well. But I would just be hesitant to go that far. Like I think that this Cavs team does want to win, but I think there's also to the point of, when we talk about this team, it's like, well, they got to show it in the playoffs. And I think when you've gotten to a point where you've shown absolutely everything that you need to in the regular season, it's tough to kind of keep showing that, keep going that extra, making that extra effort, making that extra rotation, making that extra box out. And those are the little things that have come back against this team. And also, they've just missed shots, which, it's just been a lot of things coming together at the wrong time. So I would just be hesitant to try to project too much onto like the mindset of this team at this point.
Jackson Flickinger, Fear the Sword, with us on the Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Should there be concern from Cavs fans and the Cavs themselves, given the fact that, sure, they might not be as dialed in as they are because there's nothing to play for, but this is also a team where, you mentioned like a team like Boston, on what, an 8-game winning streak right now, playing some of their best basketball season, meanwhile the Cavs are playing what I think is inarguably probably some of their worst basketball season.
Yeah, I think that the Celtics playing good basketball is always a cause for concern. They are definitely peaking at the right time. But I think that we kind of always knew that the Celtics were going to be a good team, and they have been a good team throughout the season, even though they don't have the record that the Cavs do. So that's going to be a level of concern. But I think that there's still so much time before these two teams, and I think that they will inevitably meet. I'd be shocked if either team lost more than two games getting to the Eastern Conference Finals, because they're both head and shoulders above the rest of the competition. I would be concerned if the Cavs, like in the first round, played with their food, or in the second round, played with their food. I don't think that what is happening right now is too concerning or anything like that, but obviously you don't want to see the Celtics playing to this level, playing up to their capabilities, because we know how good they are. And Just in today's game, they're playing the Grizzlies right now. Al Horford's having a phenomenal game, and it's just a reminder that they have so many guys who can beat you and really put pressure on your defense. Where, yeah, the Celtics are just a really good team.
Is it so? I guess I'll toss the idea out there. Is this team? I mean, we have 7 games to see them sort of ramp back up and get to playoff intensity, and then a first round matchup. You're going to play a team like Orlando, Atlanta, mm-hmm. somebody of that range. Is it acceptable to use that first series as a ramp up and try to get you ready for the intensity of the next rounds? Or are you really playing with fire there, banking on a playoff series to be sort of a ramp up and get you to where you need to be going up against another team that's hungry?
Yeah, so I don't think it's too concerning to do that if you were the Cavs. One thing that is kind of interesting with, you know, the play-in tournament has been around for a while, but you have that week where the Cavs aren't going to have any games for a full week. There's going to be a week between, you know, if they get the one seed, they're going to play on Sunday, probably like their first playoff game and their last regular season games on Sunday. So you're going to have that week off anyway, and then you're going to have a really spaced out period in the first round. There's usually like 2 or 3 days between games just to try to get all the TV windows to, you know, match up. So there's really, you know, I'm not sure how much of how you're playing, like, you know, at this point in the regular season, you can actually carry over to the playoffs. What I would be concerned about is if, like, the habits were really off. And I don't feel like the habits are really off. I just feel like the attention to detail just hasn't been there. So I don't think there would be any concerns about, like, using that as sort of a ramp-up period, because the Cavs have shown throughout the season that they are so much better than whoever they're going to face in the first round that I don't think – like any of the teams that they face will push them in a meaningful way that would make you think that the outcome of the series is in question. But I do also understand that you don't want to, like, just take your foot off the gas entirely. You don't want to just say, hey, we're just going to rest Mitchell, Garland, and Mobley for the last 2 weeks of the season. So, like, there is a balance there between how you want to see the Cavs enter the playoffs and how they handle that first round and everything leading up to it. So that's why I really have Wednesday's game against the Knicks circled up, you know, because it's like that will give us a good indication of where this team is. They will have some days off and they're playing against a good but not phenomenal team, a quality playoff team that will want to win that game. So I'm excited for that game.
Yeah, it's definitely one that I think everybody in Cleveland has. I don't know if they have it circled the same way, but they'll definitely have their eyes on. I feel like that's always the case when you get to play the Knicks. It just happens that way. Mm-hmm. Jackson Fligenger, a Fear of the Sword, with us on the hotline. I'll turn it to something positive. Jared Allen, within the last, the West Coast trip, maybe a little beyond, has been lights out in a couple of fourth quarters and has really begun to take over in a couple of these games. And we see him play a really good game yesterday against Ivica Zubats and the Clippers, obviously without Kawhi Leonard, but that's somebody who had previously dominated him the last time. What is going to be, because we've had flipping ideas where it felt like his fourth quarter role was getting less. Now he's taking over in some fourth quarters. What ultimately is going to be the role in your eyes for Jared Allen?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fourth quarter of playoff games,
I think it's going to be matchup dependent, and I think it's going to be dependent on how he's playing. An aggressive Jared Allen is a very good Jared Allen, you know. And I always try to talk about his aggressiveness in the sense of, like, he's not going to get the most touch on a team that has, you know, Mobley, Mitchell, Garland, Hunter, but he needs to make the most of the opportunities that he does get. When he's going to the basket, he needs to go to the basket with force, you know, do all those things with force. And that's what we've seen recently. But overall, I do think it's going to be matchup dependent. Like, in a series against the Celtics, I would be shocked if Cavs are closing mini games with both Mobley and Allen on the court. I think that that's a series where you're going to be closing with Hunter, maybe even Wade, depending on how things go, just because you're going to need that extra, you know, rebounding and shooting on the perimeter in those matchups. But if, you know, I don't want to look too far ahead, but if you played a team like the Thunder, I think that's a team where you would like to have your size on the court at the close of games, just because that's, you know, in their one win against the Thunder, that's what proved to be, you know, the trump card, is that they didn't have anybody who could really match up to what Allen and Mobley could both do together. So I think it just depends on the matchup, you know, if you played the Bucks, you know. So I think that's what it comes down to, but it's good to see Allen play with this level of, like, aggressiveness, because that waxes and wanes throughout the season. And that's one of the frustrating things with Jared Allen. But when he has a game like he did yesterday, it just reminds you that, oh yeah, this is one of, you know, the 10 best centers in the entire league.
Jackson, we're nearing the end of the regular season. Obviously, award season is right around the corner. I think a lot of people would probably have Kenny Atkinson penciled in, if not, you know, written in pen, the fact that he could be looking at a coach of the year. What other awards do you think are realistic for this team? I mean, Evan Mobley, Defensive Player of the Year, is obviously in the air. Is there anything else beyond that?
Yeah, I would probably say Donovan Mitchell should be first team All-NBA, at the very worst, second team All-NBA. Mobley has maybe a chance of getting third team All-NBA. It's not going to break this way, but I would really like Ty Jerome was the most improved player, or at least in that conversation. I think the most improved player, I think last time I checked, it was like Cade Cunningham was the one who was like the odds-on favorite to win that award, and I just don't really like anybody who's like a former first, like a lottery pick, you know, kind of getting that award. I kind of like the idea of a Norman Powell, somebody who's been a veteran, someone like Ty Jerome who's been a veteran, to kind of take a step forward in their career. I kind of would like that. But also, there's also DeAndre Hunter could be Sixth Man of the Year. That's much more likely than, you know, the Ty Jerome thing I just said. So there are other areas, but it seems like this team is really, really wants to see Evan Mobley get Defensive Player of the Year, and I believe he deserves that, especially over somebody like Draymond Green, who is a very, very good defender, but I don't think he's the best defensive player in the NBA this season.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we're talking about, it feels like 40-year-old Draymond's getting Defensive Player of the Year, and Cade Cunningham winning Most Improved by, you know, jumping up 3 points per game, not even 2 rebounds and a couple assists. I mean, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like Ty Jerome might have taken a bigger leap going from playing barely at all to a Sixth Man of the Year conversation. It's just me. But, Jackson, I appreciate you carving out the time, sitting down with us as always, and I look forward to talking to you again here as the Cavs get ready to roll into the playoffs.
Thanks for having me on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.